As a Gen Z parent raised in Gen Z sons, it became really important for me to bridge the gap between our generations and truly understand how they think, feel, and see the world. One day after one of our deep kitchen table conversations, I said, you know what? You guys need your own podcast because people don't always understand Gen Z the way we do. This is one of the most underestimated generations, young adults, with potential long before recognition. And that's why, and that's how ZView's podcast was born, to give a voice to a generation that is bold, curious, creative, and undeniably the AI generation. Stay tuned. My Gen Zs are coming up. You don't want to miss this one.
She is the number one podcast host from the Caribbean, based in North America. Media mogul and the legend agent to the biggest names in international cricket. This is Baja TV Podcast with Baja Powell. This episode is brought to you by 124 Nut Out Sports Agency. Welcome to the next level. Baja TV Podcast starts right now.
Hey guys, it's your girl Basha. Welcome to the Basha TV Podcast, coming to you from Naples, Florida. So today, we're diving beyond the hashtags to uncover what Gen Z truly stands for. Some of you say Gen Zers. Are they really entitled or overly sensitive? Or is there a deeper truth behind the purpose-driven, mentally aware, an authenticity-obsessed generation? Joining me today are three brilliant voices from the ZViews podcast clan. In the building is the man himself, Ty Mitchell, followed by Megan Curry and RJ Powell.
Hello. Good evening, everybody.
Yes, you guys are here to set the record straight. And maybe school the rest of us a little bit. How you doing?
I'm fantastic.
I'm wonderful.
Yeah, I'm great.
Are you great because you're not hosting today and all the hard work is on me?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's great.
Well, you guys have been working so hard over the past couple months. I don't think people know how hard that you guys have worked, but my producers and I felt it was a good idea to have you on. We often promote your show that's doing very well, sometimes better than mine. So I'm a little jealous. Watch it, sir. Don't come and give me no kind of take my spot, you know, right? Yeah. All right. Just joking. I'm really proud of you guys. And I just think it's important for us to have a conversation with on the boomers platform, as Ty likes to call us. And we're not boomers, by the way. We're Gen X. Watch your mouth.
Gen X.
Yes. It's about to.
Tomato, you tie. Okay, so guys, you know, a lot of people don't know this, right? But we go way back, you know. This thing started a long time ago. I mean, I have been kind of like your agent from you were toddlers. Do you remember our first gig together? Do you remember our first gig together? Okay, let's show them where it started. It all started with TGI Fridays. Look at those Gen Zs who've all blossomed. So y'all have been superstars for a long time, you know? That was just like a little practice rehearsal before the real thing started. And the real thing now is ZViews podcast. So we need to tell people why we started this podcast before we get into deep discussions behind the hashtag. This is not something that was planned 20 something years ago. We were just doing photo shoots and magazines and stuff. But this, where we are today, happened over a kitchen table talk. Megan, we were in Marco Island, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, family. We're all family friends for decades at this point. We were just concerned that there was so much doom and gloom regarding the future of Gen Zs. We were just hearing this rhetoric over and over. Gen Zs won't be able to buy a house. Gen Zs won't be, I don't even want to repeat it and put it out there in the universe. But would you guys agree with me when I say that you guys were flooded with negativity about your future?
A little bit. You always hear stuff in the news about like just how the job market's going to be for like upcoming people coming out of college and stuff like that. So, of course, you're going to feel a sort of way.
Megan, you were going to say something.
Well, I was pretty much going to say the same thing. You just hear how hard it is for people to get a job, even with the degrees that they say, oh, you got a degree, you got the job.
But yeah.
It's just become a lot more difficult because of how like oversaturated the workforce is.
Yeah.
So there's just a lot more people to compete with.
So, Ty, was that your experience as well? Because I want to come to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. Well, I'm not really feeling the effects of it right now, but probably in the future, I don't really know. But right now, I'm good. Like
you're fully employed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm chilling.
Yes, you have a podcast. You have another job. You know? So. So you see, you just blow your cover because every time you start your other podcast over ZViews, you tell them you're unemployed and they need to subscribe. Now you all hear he's fully employed, right?
I got a job like last week.
Last week now. Oh, see.
It was like last week.
Ty was the funniest, right? We're going to blow your cover. So we were having our discussion and, you know, first with Megan and we said, hey, you know what? We need to do this. And then RJ, we call up RJ. And then they're like, you know, even though Ty thinks that he is the most important person on the ZViews podcast, don't you think that way, Ty?
I mean,
I like that close up when you're calling him up.
Yeah, but you know what's so funny? These guys made sure that that he was the first name they called. They're like, we have to call Ty. Ty has to be a part of this. Do you remember that, Megan?
Yeah, I do. He was the first person that I thought of.
Yes, you were the first person Megan thought of. And you're always so unkind to her sometimes on the show. We should be thanking her that she was thinking of you.
Thank me, Ty.
Yeah. Go ahead, Megan. What are you saying?
Yeah, I was just telling Ty I'm the reason he's here.
Yeah. Real talk. 100%.
When I get very famous, I'm going to drop you.
Don't. You're going to switch up on your day one?
You're going to switch up on your day one?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Listen, but the funny thing, right? Ty was so funny. So we called Ty, which Ty was in Trinidad at the time because, you know, you were away from college and stuff. And I was like, Ty. Yes, auntie. I'm like, are you sleeping? He said, yeah. I'm like, but it's early, you know. In my days, that is a Friday night. I'd be out popping and stuff. So he's like, the first thing he says to me, because he knew he's such a troublemaker, hear him. Auntie, am I in trouble? I should have said yes. Yeah, it's a valid question, right? No, but it was so funny. And I am glad that you guys did this. I have seen how much you've grown in the media landscape over the past several months. And I want to say publicly on the Basha TV podcast that I'm really proud of you guys. Like, this wasn't easy. And you chose to go down a road that was less traveled for Gen Zs. And now you have the number one Gen Z podcast in the Caribbean. How about that? Even though we're North America, but you are still number one for the Caribbean. And I'm proud of that. When you get in over 400,000 views on, tell me, show me who else is getting that. Come on now. Gen Z, in the Gen Z population, of course.
Literally no one.
Yeah. So let's get down to business. And I want to start with the man himself, the man who is the intro man, as we like to call him, because he's the fearless one and he's not afraid of anybody, including his producers. Ty Z, as we like to call him. Ty Z, I have a question for you. Let's start with you.
I may have an answer.
You may have an answer. According to EY's Global Gen Z report, right? Authenticity is actually the number one personal value for your generation, even above being rich or famous. Why do you think authenticity matters so deeply to Gen Z?
Because I think Gen Z just wants to be like feel like themselves, you know. They just want to be different from everyone else. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only thing that could come to my head.
But you could be different from everyone else and not be authentic.
True, but I think just people just want to be themselves, you know, like without like getting like bashed on for just speaking what they want to speak or thinking what they want to think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Megan, let's jump to you, right?
I think we like prioritize authenticity because we're just really big on honesty.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just like me, I'm really big on honesty. Like I don't like lying, I don't like people that lie to me. I just like it's like a very big moral boundary for me, and I think that's just because of how I grew up and like the world that we live in. I think it's just honesty is why authenticity is so valued.
Well, I think you all need to thank your parents for that because I feel, no, thank us Gen X, because the things that our adult kids and teenage kids can say to us, we couldn't say to our parents. The types of conversations we have with you guys, the level of, you know, sometimes, full disclosure, for those of you who don't know, that handsome young man there and the that one, he belongs to me. Yes, that's my adult son, RJ. Yeah.
Yep.
And sometimes RJ believes that I'm too direct with him. Like I literally would say things to make his eyeballs pop out of his head. And I know Ty's mother is like that too. Megan's mother is not like that. But Ty's mom and I are pretty similar in our approach to raising our children. But I think you guys value authenticity because we gave you that too. We raised you all slightly different from we were raised. A lot of things were hidden from us when we were growing up, and we just gave it all to you.
Yeah, but sometimes it's a bit too much, you know?
Like, RJ, you feel that same way?
I didn't need to know some of the things I found out.
Yeah, like what? Give me an example, Ty. Check RJ's face.
Yeah.
See, I've learned how to like PR myself. So I got
You got media trained.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Okay, yes. Okay. You're gonna PR yourself. Okay. RJ, do you find that your parents were too open with you? Especially your mother?
Sometimes. You know, every now and then, just sometimes. It's nothing too crazy. It's more like, oh, we're Gen Z modern parents, so it's like it's not that crazy, but it's like, oh gosh.
Jay, I feel like you have more to say.
I feel so too, Ty.
Because I find that answer was a bit, you know, it was too
I'm media trained, bro. I'm media trained.
All right.
Yeah. So what about you, RJ, when it comes to authenticity? Does that matter to you as a Gen Z?
I mean, yeah, and I think it matters to a lot of people like our age too. I think the reason why it ranks number one is like, have you ever met like a non-authentic person who's like pretending to be?
A lot in my generation.
Doesn't that drain you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that feeling is a pretty big factor in that. And when you meet actual authentic people, you become friends with them. I think that's a very like good feeling. It's like a relaxing feeling for people. So, and it is for me when I meet authentic people that I like being around that aren't just trying to fake
it.
So I think when it comes to Gen Z and nowadays, just being real is the realest thing you do. So,
wow. My Gen Zs. Okay. Megan, jumping to you.
Yes.
Research from Barna Group 2024, I believe this research was released, found that 62% of Gen Z say they felt held back from authentically expressing who they are, right? Do you think that social media helps or hurts that freedom to be real?
I think it is both because it gives like an outlet and a space and like a community for like whatever people want, but it also gives room for the complete opposite. So it's just like, it's a you can't have a good without the bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just think that social media is both when it comes to that.
So social media hurts it, because I'm not clear, or helps it. It works for that.
It helps because it gives like a space and like just like it makes you feel like you're not alone. And
yeah.
Ways to relate to other people, but it also hurts because it's social media. Anyone can post anything that they want. You just have to like know that not to take anything too personal.
Okay, I got it. I got it. How do you feel about our tie?
I think it does more harm than good. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people just try to get famous online and everything and try to fit in, but half of the time it doesn't even work. So and they're just doing it, I don't know why. So I just it just hurts them more.
Yeah. How you feel, RJ?
Honestly, I feel like I've been able to self-express myself. I've gotten better at it over the years. You know, I'm not really good at this topic specifically, you know, I would think I've just beat myself.
Yeah. Like,
of course I got characteristics that I picked up along the way, but I don't know, maybe it's a better question for someone who hasn't been able to self like express themselves a lot.
Right.
I feel like
got it.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Wow. Look at you.
that's crazy sarcasm.
Excuse me. This is not the Z Views podcast. We behave ourselves over here. We are boomers.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Okay. So I'm sticking with you, RJ.
Yeah.
According to Deloitte's 2025 Global Gen Z and Millennial Survey, those with positive mental well-being are 67% more likely to feel that their job has purpose. Do you think Gen Z's search for purpose is part of what older generations misunderstand about you, guys?
Honestly, I think, of course, you're going to find purpose in the job that you're working or the job you want to work, because you're doing something that you feel is productive.
Yeah.
You know, that's definitely good for you. You're going to feel good about yourself, earning.
So what's the priority for the Gen Z? Is it passion over paycheck, meaning, community? What's first? I know for Ty, it's paycheck, but yeah.
I think more than what people believe, that Gen Zs are actually working towards something that they want, like either career-wise or like, and any other thing, because I've been seeing a lot of like rhetoric talking about all these Gen Zs ain't picking themselves up by the bootstrap or whatever it's called.
Really?
Something like that. But I do believe a lot of Gen Zs are working towards what they want to do. And doing stuff like that is purposeful. Yeah. And I think that's making people work harder. Like, honestly, Gen Zs work hard. I do believe so.
You think so? Ty? Yeah. What are your thoughts on this? Purpose over the paycheck or?
Well, I can speak for myself, because what I want to do, I'm like, what my degree is in finance. So I enjoy finance. And it is a very, very convenient that my job, you know, my degree goes toward my paycheck. You know what I mean? Like a nice one. It's like really nice. But I think for Gen Zs, it's like they go for their purpose more, because they just want to feel happy, and like mental health is like the biggest I've ever seen ever with our generation.
I feel as though your generation made mental health the biggest topic ever. Like, your generation made me prioritize my mental health, even though sometimes you all play with my mental health. But it's kind of weird, but honestly, I think you guys put mental health on the map in a cool way. Would you say that, Megan?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just we think like mental health is just like, it's about like, especially like a work-life balance. It's like you have to prioritize your mental health as well, or else you're just, you're going to get burnt out. You're not going to enjoy yourself. You're not going to perform the way you're supposed to. So like prioritizing your mental health is just like, it's important just to make sure that you're doing the best you can in all areas. So you are like fulfilling what you want to do and making a difference with whatever like path you choose.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And I think on the same issue, topic of mental health, I want to say this. You know, mental health is a major theme. The Annie E. Casey Foundation reported that 84% of Gen Z believe mental health is a crisis. 84%, that's a staggering amount. Do you think that this has driven, what do you think has driven your generation to be so open and vocal about mental health? Because mental health has always been there. I'll start with Ty. Mental health has always been there, but it's like, I remember, right? Before you answer this, Ty, I remember during the pandemic, during the time of Black Lives Matter, and we could go to a wider screen for this because I want to see your faces. I remember looking at Gen Z's and just took the lead during this time. Gen Z's of all races, right? Do you all remember the visuals?
Yeah.
I remember seeing one particular placard and during a march. I saw it on television because I saw most of it on television. And I would never forget this poster. And it literally, to me, reminds me of all Gen Z's. It literally, this is what I think is in your minds. And the poster said, "We are not our ancestors. We're gonna fuck you up." Okay. I will never forget that poster because I thought it was dope, one. But the poster, to me, literally represented how you guys flex. I remember saying to one of my parents, I would not identify the gender, okay, about one of my children. I'm like, yo, they are not us, you know. They're not going to take pressure. They are not going to put up with this shenanigans. And a grandparent looked at me who would not have put up with them and said, yeah, I know that. So you all have already stamped your no nonsense, no shit taking kind of attitude to the world. In your cases, I would like to say you've done it in a very respectful way, but you stand firm. Like, so my thing is, what accounts for this stance? You know, is it that you all have more access to, because your generation got instant information of all kind. I don't know if you all think that you all were more emotionally mature than we were. Maybe you had less trauma. I mean, you all had a soft life. Yes, you did. You know, what accounts for this badassness? You know, like, that you guys could just, Megan, you look like you have the answer for me.
No, I don't even know what you're about to say.
Okay. You're probably saying, what is she saying? You could say that too. But but there's something, like, when I saw that poster, and then that's when, I think it was after 2020, there was a magnified focus on mental health, led by the Gen Z movement. Would you say that? Because I didn't feel it before as I do now. 5 years ago. Yeah, you all weren't pushing this agenda before, but since then to now, it's been a huge agenda led by the Gen Zs. You know? Anyways, I think that we have to thank you all for that. But I also feel as though you guys are still entitled. On behalf of my generation, I think you all are still very entitled. I think your mental health awareness also can come across as spoiled. Yeah. Do you all agree with me?
A little bit.
What do you mean by like spoiled by mental health awareness?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean by that?
I'm glad you asked. So, like, you know, like how sometimes I would message you guys about work and maybe you're taking a mental health day that you don't answer?
Yeah.
I mean,
good. You know the person who's doing this, right? On his show.
I mean,
keep the camera on him.
I react to the message. I acknowledge it.
But really? what do you mean by a reaction when a response is needed?
Like, well, most of these things are just a reaction type of, like,
mental.
But the other stuff, I think I respond to most of them.
But that's not the only reason I say that. I mean, obviously, we're poking fun at you. I still think you guys, you've had such a soft life that compared to your parents and I, that, and I'm not beating up on you, Fred, because it's not your fault. You know, my son is a pastor. We are the ones who gave you the soft life, and then we ask you, like, be responsible, go get a job, be this, be that, and we gave you a soft life. And I think maybe that soft life has something to do with your mental health sensitivity, would you say?
I mean, of course. I mean, I don't have to worry about where I'm getting food from or if I could travel or not. So I think the soft life helps a lot with us being mentally strong. So yeah.
No, I don't know that you're mentally strong. Your mental health sensitive, mental health aware, don't mean that you're mentally strong.
What do you mean by mental health sensitive? Like, what's sensitive?
So let me just say this. So this is not a criticism. I'm not poking fun at you guys because, as I said at the start of the show, your generation also made me prioritize my mental health. But we couldn't talk about our mental health when in our generation, like, nobody cared. We had to tough it out. Whatever we were going through, we needed to get through it. You know what I'm saying? So we couldn't say, well, you know, my mental health is being compromised. Nobody cared. Like,
I don't think people are saying it like my mental health being compromised.
They do. Like,
well, I haven't really come across people. It's like what I've come across is like people that are being like pushed past like their breaking point that I have like too much put on them. And they're like, okay, I need a break. Like, that's what I've seen. I haven't seen anyone like just like, it's like, oh, I'm not doing this because of my mental health.
Like,
I've seen that.
Yeah, I've never seen anyone do that either.
Yeah.
Really? No?
Mm-mm.
No. Mm-hmm.
So what do you consider too much? What do you consider as too much put on you? Like, define that for me. Because again, we had to push through it. Like, Megan, you tell me, what do you consider to be too much? Give me an example of that. I can empathize.
Too much is like person by person. I can't just say like what's too much. I think it just like, it depends on like the individual person, how what their values are, what they want to do and their goals. Like, if like for me, for example, the college classes, the way my school is set up, so every month we have like one class, right? That's how it's supposed to be. Well, I have three. I know I can handle the three classes, but I also know that some people know that they can't. So it's just like putting up that like boundary, like, hey, I know where I can push myself and where I can't. Just say, like, you push yourself too hard, you're not going to succeed in anything you want to do.
Right. I get it. So we didn't even have that option.
Mm-hmm.
No, we did what the school said we were supposed to do.
Well, my school is like, there's two tracks. So there's like the 4-year track and then there's like the 3-year track. So mm-hmm. It's just like whichever one you do is just that depends on how much classes you're taking.
Right. Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it. But I still think that you guys are more mental health sensitive. Mm-hmm. It just was not a thing. Nobody spoke about it in the generations prior. And I'm not saying that they should not have. You guys led the way. We just didn't have that. Did your parents tell you this?
Yeah, and I think that's why my parents are just so open and understanding about, like, mine and now theirs as well. They're a lot more aware
of
just boundaries and, like, things that are important to each person that you need to respect. Yeah. So I think that it's, like the way I was raised, because my parents knew what it's like to not experience that. So they want me to be able to have, like, somewhere I could go to, like, feel comfortable.
Yeah. So do you all feel supported enough by us as parents when it comes to your mental health? Especially since we didn't get that type of support. Nobody cared.
I mean, I never really had, like, problems like that where I needed their support. But yeah, they've been there for me when I needed them the most. So I can't complain or say anything bad about them.
Oh, no, we don't want you to say anything bad about them. You know what I mean. We just want to know if you feel, since you are the generation that led this mental health revolution, so to speak, if you feel that your parents, we kept up, like, even though we didn't have the same experience, that we were able to respect your boundaries where that is concerned.
I mean, with my mom, there's no respect in boundaries. So she just
Oh, God.
And whatnot. But other than that, yeah, she's respecting my boundaries and everything.
You just said your mom don't respect your boundaries. Other than that, she respect your boundaries. Come on, you're walking it back.
Mental boundaries, she respected, but physical boundaries, like my room and things, she do respect.
Your room. Oh, yeah, well, Caribbean parents don't respect boundaries if we're mad. If you get us mad, we barging into our room. That's just it. Yeah. Yeah, we're Caribbean mothers.
Yeah.
That's respecting boundaries. We're coming in. All right, so let's I'm sticking with Megan.
Mm-hmm.
According to the WHO depression, which is World Health Organization, depression is now the leading cause of illness and disability among adolescents worldwide, and Gen Z is the most affected age group. How do you take care of your mental health while also staying engaged online, school, and all the other responsibilities you have? You have a podcast where there's so much pressure to look perfect. Does everybody like to show that they're doing everything when in actual fact you can't do everything?
Therapy.
Thank you for being honest.
Yeah, it's just you need to have an outlet or, like, someone or, like, some way to deal with, like, your mental stress. Because, I don't know, like, I think not having a coping mechanism is what really, like, tips people over the edge into, like, way too stressed out. Mm-hmm. Like, coping mechanisms are just really important, and then just, like, therapy, because it teaches you the coping mechanisms.
So you use therapy as a form of teaching you coping mechanisms.
Yeah, like for me, my anxiety is not great, so therapy is just really helpful. Like for example, I had a presentation today, so I now know, like, little things that I can do for myself before I, like, go up that are going to calm me down, whereas, like, before I started therapy, I would go up and I'd be, like, stuttering over every word in my sentence. Okay. So it's just, like, I think it's really...
Oh, that's amazing. And I believe in therapy. We had a clinical psychologist in last week's episode, Sanjoni Sethi out of India, and she recommended highly preventative therapy, which, again, in my time, and I don't mean to sound like I'm a granny or something, that's just recent. No, but people did not believe in preventative therapy or even therapy. They felt that therapy was for people who were mentally ill. And that's one of the things I admire about your generation, that you believe in preventative therapy and you see therapy as a useful coping mechanism, a tool to use as a useful coping mechanism. I mean, let me go to the guys, RJ and Ty. Do you guys feel that therapy is a useful coping mechanism? We'll start with you, RJ.
I personally haven't. I've had a life coach, but not like therapy. I would say a cool form of like therapy I got is like going to the gym. Like one of the gyms I used to go to, I realized that like a lot of dudes my age use that as their form of therapy. Cause like I saw this one thing online on research about like working out and mental health. Like when you're working out, like lifting weights, it releases like endorphins in your head. It's like It's not the best way to go about like maybe depression or anything like that, but it does help you in that way, which is good. You're moving your body.
As a form of prevention or maintenance.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's...
I just want to say for our viewers and listeners, though, that just in case they think that you're suggesting that going to the gym is a replacement for therapy, that it's not. It's just, it works for you as a form of maintenance in terms of your mental health. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, it's working for me, a bunch of other friends that I have. I think it's a very good first step.
So do you... But to answer the question, do you believe in preventative therapy? Do you think that is something you would be open to if you needed it?
Yeah, if you're like in a really bad situation or if you feel like you'd be headed down that way and you just want help, there's nothing wrong of going along that path. Just do what works for you. So
Yeah. And how about you, Ty?
Well, for other people, I can see why therapy helps and in different areas, but for me, I'll just go to the gym, like Audrey said, or I'll just thug it out, you know? Because ain't nothing really serious ever happens in my life.
Praise God.
Yeah, thank God for that, but but yeah, I'll just, if I'm down, I'd either go to the gym or just thug it out or something, I don't know. But yeah, I'm just chilling.
You're just chilling?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So let's I'm going to come to RJ now, right?
Yeah.
The Mental Health America 2024 Mind the Workplace reports found that 71% of Gen Z employees show unhealthy work wellness scores. Do you think workplaces are ready to support Gen Z in the ways they need, or are companies still stuck in a different era when it comes to old habits? As I said, we didn't get support like that. Do you think that the workplaces, organizations are more open to supporting their workforce mentally and socially and, you know, paying attention to mental health issues?
I think they're open to mental health issues, but I've been seeing a lot of stuff about CEOs shying away from hiring Gen Zs because they believe they're like a little bit lazy or don't work as hard, don't show up on time.
You actually saw those reports?
I've seen reports like that, yes.
Yeah.
So I think they're a little bit hesitant to do that.
To hire Gen Zs.
Yeah. Not like internships. They're very open of internships, but like hiring them full time. Yeah.
Ty, do you think that Gen Zs are a lazier generation than the parents' generation?
Definitely lazier. Because we have like AI and everything doing a lot of the things for us now. Everything is getting automated.
Yeah.
Like I don't have to wash dishes anymore. I just put in the dishwasher. Things like that.
Yeah. I'm going to ask all of you all this question, you know, on the topic of everything getting automated.
Yeah.
Are you scared about your jobs? Real talk, your future jobs, your future. I mean, Amazon just
laid off a bunch of people.
A bunch is 10, thousands, a lot of thousands. I don't want to call the wrong figure just in case I'm wrong, but it's a lot of thousands. You know, and one would think that Amazon had one of the safest, industries. I know a lot of IT people that AI are replacing their jobs. And 5 years ago, IT was like one of the most secure industries.
Mm-hmm. Computer science, all that.
Yeah. But now AI is just like grabbing it up. And they said that, you know, things are... So I heard someone say, I mean, I'm answer the question first, and then I will also say something else. How do you guys feel about job security for Gen Zs in general in the future based on AI? So AI has helped you to make life easier, but AI is potentially taking away your jobs.
Who wants to go first? Me? Okay. honestly, it's a little bit terrifying in a way, because it's like brand new horizon. Nobody knows what's going to happen, because AI is just the level of AI we have now is just completely new. You know, you can't really predict it at all what's going to happen to jobs, because it's just an entirely new like chapter in like the world.
Yeah.
So you just got to prepare for the worst. I'm not saying the worst is going to happen. Just prepare for the worst, because that's... Yeah.
It's and crazy. Hope for the best. Prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Yeah.
How you guys feel, Meg and Ty, whoever? Like, are you all concerned about AI grabbing up
the
jobs?
There's definitely going to be less jobs, but I also think people... Like when it, let's say finance, people would rather talk to a person than a robot when it comes to finance, you know. So I think
and RG and Megan, are you all aware that one of the recent jackpot winners got her number on ChatGPT?
That's crazy.
No joke. I saw this last week.
Well, that is very good for her.
Wish I was me. That is the best financial advice one could get.
I mean, that's not really financial advice. That's just luck.
Well, that's the only financial advice I want right now. The numbers in the jackpot. Okay. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
I feel like that was more luck, though. Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like way that's more luck.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it is projected. I mean, nobody knows that it'll be less jobs because of AI. But you know, I heard somebody say something really smart, and I think you guys should focus on this instead of what the doom and gloom that's projected. Someone said AI is not going to take away your jobs. It's going to take jobs from people who are not prepared for AI.
How do you prepare for AI when it's like advancing so like fast?
So one of the things, I have an issue with a number of universities right now. I think that it's a serious money-making business. And I'm not saying that this is not directed to your respective universities, because I know you all at university. However, I got to talk my mind. And universities need to keep up. You can't be, you know, selling people degrees that are going to be obsolete in 5 minutes or in 6 months or in a year.
And then you have to pay off that.
And then you have to pay off the debts, right? So they need to start doing a number of AI courses, certificates, etc., like that's available on the open market. And that's the way, to answer your question, Megan, that's the way you prepare for AI. You have to keep your skills sharp, look out for the courses and so on, and make sure that whatever is released, you get your training on it. Like ChatGPT, everything. There's a long list of the must-knows AI tools that would make your business better, make your life better, etc., cut down your production time. And in our organization, we were looking at it this morning or yesterday, and we are already using the top four in our organization. And that's the only advice I have for you. That's how we're preparing for AI in our organization. It really makes our job a lot easier, you know, in terms of writing proposals. Things that would take 24 hours, 48 hours, literally takes 15 minutes or five because of AI. So that's how you prepare for AI. ChatGPT is one of the best things that you could get acquainted with quickly, but it's happening much faster than that. And it requires more than an interface with ChatGPT. And that's how you prepare for it, by being ready for it. So you are in front and not behind. Recently on your podcast, Ty talked about history, and you guys, you know, laughed, or you're like, oh, Ty, don't say that, but he was actually right. You remember that episode where you talked about, like, who the hell, you could just go on AI and look at history, literally. And that's why I was in the background and I laughed, because that's true.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember
they were,
that?
They were looking at me like I was crazy, but yeah.
Like, Ty, why you say that? But Ty, sometimes he drops some truths on the ZViews podcast. Guys, don't forget to check them out.
Sometimes
you get carried away, yeah. Ty.
A broken clock is right twice a day.
When it's reset and when it stops. No, but seriously, it is what it is. You guys know what's coming. You know, don't go to university and do math. It makes no sense. AI can do math for you.
Yeah.
And then you stuck with a student loan. Do the math.
Yeah, use your degree to pay off your loan.
Yeah. You know, so I am really concerned. I think down to the high school level, they need to start implementing AI subjects. You know, I remember back in the day of the Gen X, my time, when they first introduced computers, like, it was such a big thing for us to be able to use email. We're past that. Today, I was listening to someone who said, you just know you'll be wearing your laptop.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's weird.
Yeah. In some time from now, we'd be wearing our gadgets. I mean, I shudder to think where we're heading. And you guys have to be prepared for that. And you have to think outside the box. Don't let the schools tell you how to think. Think outside the box. A lot of the people who created things didn't even go to university.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Those are the real geniuses. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, I have a question. I think my next question is for Ty.
Oh, lovely.
I'm not sure. Yeah. You know, what's one thing you wish older generations like Gen X or boomers truly understood about the Gen Z
population? How to understand about us? I wish they understood how we are, like, way more open-minded about everything.
We
usually say I can speak for myself. I usually say what comes to my head first. I don't usually think before I say anything.
Do you think that's a good thing, Ty?
It could be good and bad.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Because you could be real, or you could just hurt someone's feelings, you know?
Yeah.
But you gotta...
So is it your intention sometimes to hurt people's feelings, Ty?
Well, it depends on the person, you know. But,
really?
Yeah. So, like, if RJ says something, I probably might hurt his feelings.
Because, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But everyone else, no. I don't try and hurt anyone. I'm
just RJ?
Just RJ.
It's good to know. It's good to know. At least you're honest, man. That's fun.
He did say he started off by saying he's honest.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's a Gen Z.
Sometimes
he's authentic, which is cool.
Oh, he's authentic.
Authenticity, which we talked about earlier. So, yeah.
Well, he's being true to himself.
Yeah.
RJ, finish this sentence to me. Gen Z will be remembered as the generation that.
That was progressive.
That was progressive.
I think we're pretty progressive because as time goes on, people become more progressive. But I think Gen Z is probably the most progressive so far. Yeah.
I might have to agree with you. What do you think, Megan?
I don't know. Maybe honest or authentic, just because how like open we are. And how much, like, a lot of Gen Zs are just, like, willing to put out into the world about themselves.
Yeah. Because you're the generation that also stood up for your sexuality. You all introduced us to date them. everything, and you're just living your truth. Again, something that didn't happen in my time like that. Everything was a secret. You know what I mean? You all are truly authentic.
That's nice.
Yeah. And I think that RJ is right to some extent with regards to the progressive, because you guys, if once you're that way inclined, you all are the AI generation.
The AI generation. That's funny.
Yeah, that's how I call you, the AI generation, you know? All right, let's lighten the mood. We have this thing that we call pepper pot around here, yeah? And every guest we have, who are normally celebrities and so on and so forth, they take part in this. So I have a round of pepper pot for each of you, and I'm going to start with the man who introduces the Z Views podcast weekly, and his name is Toy Mitchell.
It's getting hot. We drop you in the pepper pot.
All right, Ty, you ready?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
This is a quick fire question, no overthinking. You know, like how you like to say things that come to your head? This is the best segment for you. This is what is required.
Your editors might hate me after this, you know.
Where's that? Who's that?
Your editors might hate me after this.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, question number one, Ty, one value you never compromise on.
One value, being good to others.
Nice.
Never. Can't do that.
You can't be good to others?
No. You have to be good to others all the time. What do you mean?
I just wanted to be clear because that's how it sounded. Okay. Question number two, if you could send a message to your 15-year-old self, in 10 words, 10 words, Ty, what would it be?
In 10 words? Don't worry, you'll be good. Everything's coming your way.
That's a good message.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your go-to emoji when something feels real? This is not my question. It is my producer.
My go-to emoji when something feels real?
I feel like I don't want to hear the answer to this, but yeah, go ahead. My producer wants to know.
I guess the most...
What about the 100 one, the 100 emoji?
Or the fire one, yeah.
Fire?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. That was good. Next, we have Queen Megan Curry, Pepper Potts. You ready, Megan?
It's getting hot. We drop you in the Pepper Potts.
Question number one.
Okay.
One song that captures the Gen Z vibe for you. I know who this would be. Yes.
One what that captures the Gen Z?
One song.
Sound?
Yeah, I guess like from your favorite artist who's all over your wall.
I don't know. I feel like I can't answer that because everybody's so different. There isn't like
a single... for you.
Arsenal.
Yeah. That gives you a Gen Z vibe.
Is it Taylor Swift?
No, because she's very millennial. She's very millennial.
Okay.
Okay, you're putting me on the spot. I have to look at my songs. Hold on.
Well, that's what point. Pepper Pot is.
Oh, okay, so you answer because I'm like, now my brain's blanking.
Okay.
I think for me, maybe Ariana Grande right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. If you could ban one word older generations use about Gen Z, what would that word be?
Spoil.
One object, real or symbolic, that represents what you stand for.
An object.
It's a good question.
I don't know. Like a house because it's family.
Yeah. Okay. Good job, Megan.
Hey, thank you.
And now it's over to RJ Powell.
Yeah.
It's getting hot. We drop you in the pepper pot.
RJ.
Yeah.
Purpose or profit? Choose one and tell me why in 5 words.
If you're choosing your purpose, you're always going to be profiting mentally and eventually currency-wise too. So,
yeah. Okay. What's Gen Z's most underrated quality?
Ooh. I love how open and, as I said earlier, progressive that Gen Z is. I've met a lot of people that surprised me, mm-hmm. especially like, I don't know if I could say that, but people that I would think would be a certain way act or become something different than what their parents would have wanted them to. And it's like better than what their parents would have wanted them to. And I'm like, wow, that's wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. And last question. Best advice you've ever received about being true to yourself?
I've gotten a lot of advice, you know.
What was the best one?
I got a lot of good advice. You can't just let me pick and choose like that.
I am not the person who came up with this question.
Oh, sorry. it might have been from either you or Dad.
I think it's for me.
Yeah, so yeah. I didn't even know what it is, but you're going to assume.
I'm joking. No, seriously. Yeah. You have to answer the question.
I know. I'm thinking all the best advice I ever received was from you or Dad. But I think the thing that's related to me most is what my dad has said. Not even what he said, like through his actions. Like, I want to be just like him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think that's more than saying things. So I'd say the actions that my dad have done. You've done great actions too, but I relate to him more.
It's okay. You can stick with your father.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's good. Oh, okay. So you all did well for Pepper Pot. And we have a last question that we ask everybody that's going to be featured years from now.
Years.
Last question. And each of you have to answer this. And we'll, ladies first, we'll start with Megan. What is the one thing you would change in the world right now if you could?
The lack of humanity.
Ty, what's the one thing you'd change in the world?
For people to stop blowing up each other, all the wars and everything. It's people dying is just not good.
Yeah. Lack of humanity.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. RJ, how about you? What's the one thing you change in the world?
I would say I want to see a lot more like Gen Z, the millennial, like people becoming politicians, because like having like their ideas out like that. I feel like I don't have anything against seeing them like old people in like Congress or like in a political stance like that. But I wish I saw more people that were like, let's say like 28 to like the 30s up there, just sending their ideas out. I feel like that'd be cool. Compared to like,
time for a change of God, right?
Yeah, I don't have anything against them. It's just, it'd be nice.
Okay, that was amazing, guys. Oh my God, I continue to be very proud of you all, and I want to say that on the show, not because it's not just because I'm a mom and an auntie. I mean, I've seen you guys, you know, grow up into fine young people with serious moral compass. And I'm really proud of you guys. You guys are the business. Keep working hard over at ZViews Podcast. Ty, you're checking your phone. During my podcast. Come on now. All right. No, I'm really proud of you guys. Continue the good job, the good work. I want to tell all our viewers, if you have not seen ZViews Podcast yet, what are you waiting on? Go follow them on Instagram, TikTok, and check out their episodes, which a new one is launched every Friday at 1:30 p.m. They are the business. They talk about all things affecting Gen Zs, and I love it. You know, listening to you all reminds me that beyond the hashtags, you know, Gen Z is really about courage, the courage to speak up, set boundaries, and live authentically. to everyone watching, maybe instead of calling Gen Z different, we should call them intentional. Ty, Megan, RG, thank you for bringing your voices and your honesty to the Basha TV podcast channel. I'm so glad that you guys are doing what you're doing. And I know this is just the start because the sky is the limit for you.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, guys. And to our audience, don't forget to subscribe, share this episode with your Gen Zs. And for me, it's Gen Zs for life. I believe in my Gen Zs, and I would not have done Z Views podcast if I didn't think that they are the future. They have potential, as my son RJ says. They have amazing potential, and they are the AI generation. It's your girl, Basha. I'm outside. See you guys next time. Cheers. Basha TV podcast was created by Basha Alicia Powell. Hosted by Basha Alicia Powell. Executive producer, Basha Alicia Powell. Producers, Delicia Winnell, Alicia Bazin. Creative, Basha TV Productions, LLC, Carver Consultant. Music, all rights reserved to Basha Alicia Powell and Ricardo Powell. Editors, Basha Alicia Powell, Delicia Winnell. Visual effects, Basha TV Productions, LLC, and RJ Powell. Music composer, Basha TV Productions, all rights reserved. Guest bookings, Carver Consulting, legal consultant, Alicia Beza. Special thanks to all our guests.